to this podcast with me, Zoe, the awesomest. So, I hope you all remember when I talked about angels. And I don't remember what I exactly said, but I'm pretty sure I said that the angels don't look like what everyone thinks they look. And I've been seeing a lot of videos, and I've been seeing that people think that Ezekiel, you know, Ezekiel in the Bible, says that they look like generous eyes, or they look like warriors. But this is what Ezekiel actually says in the Bible. So I'm reading Ezekiel 10:14-22. And I'll explain all of it at the end. Each had a human face in front, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and on the face and a, the face of an eagle on the back. Each two pairs outstretched wings. One pair stretched out to touch the wings of the living beings on either side of it, and the other pair covered its body. They went in whatever direction the spirit chose, and they moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. The living beings looked like bright coals on fire, or brilliant torches, and lighting seemed to flash back and forth among them. And the living beings started to and fro like flashes of lightning. As I looked at these beings, I saw four wheels touching the ground. Besides them, one wheel belonging to each. The wheel sparkled as if it made a barrel. All four wheels looked alike, were made the same each wheel, and a second wheel turning crosswise within it. The belongings could move in directions they faced without turning as they moved. The rims of the four wheels were tall and frightening, and they were covered with eyes all around. When the living beings moved the wheels, moving with them, when they flew upward, the wheels went up too. The spirit of living beings was in the wheels. So, whenever the spirit went, the wheels and the living beings also went. When the beings moved, the wheels moved. And when the beings stopped, the wheels stopped. When the beings flew upward, the wheels rose up, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. Spread out above them was a surface like sky, glittering like a crystal. So, that whole entire thing was describing the angels. And when I've seen those videos on YouTube Shorts, and I feel like they're on other websites as well, but mostly YouTube Shorts, and I've been seeing, there's basically two that I've seen, and the most that I've seen is that I feel like they described it a little bit in here. They were like eyes, and there was like wheels in front of that, like around them. It looks like a ginormous eye in front, and there was wheels around them. There was a wheel around it, and it said what you remember, the part about the wings. One was covering it and the other one was out, and it described that, and I'm having a feeling that's what they're saying too. But in the beginning, that's the other thing that I saw in a video: a lion head, an eagle head, and what was the other one? Hold on. It was a human face in the front, the face of a lion on the right, and the face of an ox on the left side, which had a face of an eagle. So an ox, a lion, and an eagle. that's what I saw. But I also saw a third one, which was a warrior, but it said nothing about that. So that one's not true. So it's basically saying what I've seen, and I've seen these videos on people who are Christian, and they like post stuff about God and the Bible. And there's also I've also heard that they have a museum in Washington D.C. Just for the Bible, that everything is in the Bible, like not any rumors or anything like you hear around. They're saying the actual sequence of the Bible. And I wanted to talk about another one, but this one I'm just sticking for the angels, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, probably not in the morning. I apologize also because I haven't been recording in the morning. It's just like I've been like doing a lot of things in the morning because I have to like either walk or I get a ride from this really nice lady. And I got really interested when I saw those videos. It got me more interested in that Bible than I already was. And I love books, seriously, I love books. You can be asking my teachers and they see in me grabbing books, the biggest ones there is. And I just love reading them. It makes a big story in my head. And the Bible is just more interesting because people think it's fictional, but it's not. It's a real world. And I sometimes wish I was in that world because it's so, like, in this generation, those things don't really happen. But in those generations, they saw everything that God did. And I really wish I was there to see it too. Because the videos and pictures and things that I read and imagined in my mind just really got me more interested. And I'm not going to give any hint or anything of what I'm going to talk about tomorrow because I already know what I'm talking about. I'm already ahead. And I'm really excited because I'm going to read about that right now. And I'm just so, so, so excited. A lot of people are just like, why are you excited? It's a book and probably a fairy tale. How do you know this is real? I know it's real because I believe in God. And I believe in everything it says. And this Bible tells the future. Well, God just already knows what's going to happen. Because he's the one who said it's going to happen. And I'm just really excited. Now, I hope you all enjoyed this podcast today. Please give a 5-star review. That would make us very happy. And please favorite and come back tomorrow to see what else we're going to talk about.